Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Okay, where do we begin? I think it's E3 2018. That's where it started. E3 2018. It was a Wednesday. It was 6 p.m. And I was on my way to go to the CD Projekt Red private meeting room to see the Cyberpunk 2077 demo. Now, of course, I knew what Cyberpunk was. I knew the world that Mike Pondsmith had created, the dark future. I knew that CD Projekt Red was making a Cyberpunk game. And there was some anticipation there, but not like it's been since E3 2018. And I just have to say, Danny Pena, Peter Toledo, having that idea 2 years ago to record my reaction where I said, this is Cowboy Bebop, Ghost in the Shell, and Blade Runner. That's what this is. And here we are 2 years later. You know, the video goes viral. What happened in E3 2019 happened. Gamescom happened. You know, I've had the pleasure to both in person and online speak to various people at CD Projekt Red. You know, obviously, I tweet about it all the time. I've just really done the work to try and understand this world even more, its characters, its politics, just everything that's involved with the world of Cyberpunk, and even more specifically, Cyberpunk 2077. I would watch that demo from E3 2018. At this point, it has to be over 100 times, and I was constantly analyzing it and just wondering, what would this world be when I finally had that game in my hands? Would it be like that demo? It's something that I have definitely thought about a lot the past 2 years. And I know my passion has shown through because of that. And I make no apologies for that. But I do want to say thank you to everyone at CD Projekt Red for giving me this opportunity. Did I necessarily deserve it? I'm going to say no. I think other people would argue maybe I do, but I would say no. I would just say that I'm a huge fan of this game, of this world, of that studio. You know, my Witcher 3 love is well known as well, but they had that pedigree. And when I went to that demo and I saw what they created, I instantly fell in love with it. I did. I make no excuses for that. But I want to thank all the people over there at CD Projekt Red for all just the time, the blood, the sweat, and the tears that they have put in to make this game. I can say now, as we're about to jump into my hands-on impressions, and I'll go over the whole technical spiel and then just tell you my experience, this is definitely not an easy game to make, for sure. It is not a perfect game either. I'm going to talk about what I love about it. I'm going to talk about some things that still need improvement. But no game is ever going to be perfect. But this world and just the love and the passion that you can see that has been put into this by the people making it, I just have to give them a huge thank you, you know? And I understand some people listening and watching this may think, well, he's not going to say anything negative about the game because, you know, he's a quote unquote super fan of it. I would hope over the next few minutes, however long this goes, you understand that no matter how much I may love something, I have no problem being critical because you criticize the things that you love. And I want this game to be amazing. But as I said before, nothing will be perfect. So with that said, I'm sure you're tired of me talking about all this stuff. Let's just jump right into the game and what it is. So let's get the technical stuff out of the way. Due to COVID-19. Unfortunately, there wasn't an in-person hands-on event for me to attend. So I played this game remotely via cloud streaming, and that will come into play in a little bit. But obviously, all the technical hurdles that had to be overcome to even make that possible. You know, again, thank you to CD Projekt Red for doing that. I played this game for a little over 4 hours. I had someone from CD Projekt Red with me the entire time that I played, kind of my co-pilot, so to speak, to kind of guide me through the game so I can understand certain scenarios, answer any questions I may have had, etc., things like that. So thank you again to that person. I'm trying to get all these thank yous out of the way before we just jump into it. So here we go. Everyone listening, watching this, you want to know about the game. So let's just jump into it right away. And let me start it off by saying this. Night City is incredible. The world that they have created, it is alive. I could have spent my entire time just walking around. That's all I needed to do. I could just walk around. I didn't have to do a mission, nothing. I could have just walked around this world and I would have had a goofy grin on my face the entire time. But with that said, the game is not perfect. There are clearly still bugs in this world that they need to squash, that they need to fix. And I'll get into, you know, as we move forward, some of the things that, you know, I necessarily didn't like, and I hope they do change and I hope they are improved by the time we get to the final product. But with that said, let's just go ahead. I picked up an Xbox One controller and I hit the start menu and I was immediately greeted with the create a character. So ton of options there, be it male, female, or whatever it is that you want to create, you can do with this create a character. For the interest of time, because I just wanted to really just jump in and start playing the game, I opted to just let it do a create a character for me. I went through a couple options and just settled on one I liked, but they're all there. The hair, the face, the tattoos, you know, the gender, the genitals, whatever it is you want to do with the create a character, there's definitely a robust feature there for you to explore. So did that. I chose as my origin to be a corpo. This is something I thought about a lot over the last couple of years, and I thought corpo would be the more interesting first playthrough for me. So I chose corpo, and that instantly took me to Arasaka Tower. That's where I quote unquote worked. I was a corpo there. There are some prologue story beats, and I'll pause right here. What we got to play is basically the prologue to the game. It is from the start, but it is the prologue. Johnny Silverhand isn't anything we played. The entire city was mostly in Watson where we played. And like I said, just the prologue, it literally cuts off right when you're about to get to one of the major story points of the game, but nothing major story wise was spoiled in what I played. And I won't be spoiling anything here as I talk to you guys. So like I said, was a corpo. Some things happen. I'm basically sent on a mission. And then this was my first wow moment. So I get in a flying vehicle. I take off from Arasaka Tower, and looking out the window, I get to see the cityscape at night of Night City. And to use a pun, it's absolutely breathtaking. It was that vision that I've had in my head the past couple years finally starting to be realized. So we do that, fly through the city, and then we land down at Lizzie's bar to meet Jackie. And this is my first introduction to the Mox gang. I don't want to necessarily call them sex workers, but Lizzie's bar peddles in the sex market. Let's just put it that way. So we talked to some of the gang members at the door. I go in. I just observe, because again, I am just in full on tourist mode at this point where I'm just trying to look at everything I can. So I observe some of the NPC characters in the bar, but then I go over and talk to Jackie. Some other things happen. With some Arasaka agents, I'm basically stripped of all my cybernetic cyberware powers, so to speak. And this is kind of their way to introduce you into the world from your origin and then basically take everything away from you. And then Jackie offers to help you. In scene, the dev that's with me explained that at this point, what they're going to put into the game, and again, they don't want to spoil any story beats, we're going to kind of get a 6 years later montage. We're going to get a montage over 6 years of basically the adventures of Jackie and V. And at that moment, we then get to Jackie and V sitting in a car, and Jackie offers you a tutorial mode. And the dev suggested that I do the tutorial mode, and absolutely. So we went through the tutorial mode, and that went over weapon combat, melee combat. This includes just with your fists or even with like a weapon, like a sword, hacking and stealth. So we went through all of those to kind of get a good feel for the controls in the game, right? So when the tutorial was over, Now this is where it gets cool, because we're literally getting out of that car and we're going right into the E3 2018 demo. That when you come out of that elevator where it said no future, that is the scenario that we're playing. And then this was like, okay, we're going to do the demo. But here's where it starts to get cool and interesting. And everyone's playthrough will be different. I didn't do what happened in the E3 2018 demo. I didn't go outside on the balcony and Jackie crashed through the wall to take out the NPC. Instead, had some different dialogue conversations that happened, and I wound up getting a shootout with the NPCs in that room. And the one that Jackie crashes through the wall, I took him out myself. And then Jackie never crashes through that wall, obviously. I never go through that balcony, obviously. We have some more dialogue. We're there to extract a person. You take the shard out. That activates trauma team. All that still happens. And then when I'm outside with trauma team on the balcony to extract, you know, they tell you to back up. Well, they've added in now that when they ask you to back up, if you don't comply, they will literally shock you and you'll get knocked on the ground, and then they'll extract the person and they'll take off. So that was a cool thing to see. So we do that. Now some more dialogue, and you actually get to see what happens after you leave that scenario with the E3 2018 demo. You go back down the elevator. The person that hired you for the job, you have some dialogue with them via the phone. And then you get in the car with Jackie, and Jackie is driving. So the game's still kind of on rails at this point, right? So there's really not much you can do other than where the game is directing you to go. So we get in the car, and you get a nice drive through Night City at nighttime with Jackie. You enter a police, I guess, what do you want to call it? Like a stop area, a traffic stop area where they're asking people questions or ask for ID or whatever. And Jackie and the female police officer kind of have a little flirty conversation. Jackie, by the way, John DiMaggio, shout out to him. He's freaking fantastic in all of this. Nice little flirty conversation. And then you proceed. You then get into that shootout with the scavengers that are looking for revenge on you. That was also in the E3 2018 demo. They obviously moved it around and it's at nighttime. So you get out in a shootout with them. I'm in the passenger seat. I'm able to get out. I'm able to take out the NPCs that are in the van. And when I did it, when I shot the driver, the dev was telling me that was with me that typically they'll crash when they do that. It didn't crash for me. He kind of just came to a slow stop. So that probably may have been a bug. But again, that's why the game is being delayed to November 19th to fix some of those things. So that happens. Jackie drops me off at my apartment complex. I'm able to go in. I go up the elevator. There's a funny like talk show that's on the elevator there. So I watched that while I was going up instead of looking out the elevator. I get into V's apartment, kind of do a look around there a little bit. You see that weapon room that's in the demo, kind of look at where your clothes are. There's an option where you go to sleep and then you wake up the next day. I open the window just like it was in the demo, look out at Night City in the morning. And then at that point, Jackie calls me, and now I get to go downstairs. So again, this is where I've watched that demo a million times. So watching that demo a million times, when you first leave your apartment, I'm always looking at the NPCs and I'm always like, man, I wish I could go talk to this one. Or, oh, I wish I could go look at this and overhear this conversation, things like that. So that's exactly what I did. I didn't just follow the script of the demo. I did what I wanted. And got into some dialogue with some NPCs, overheard some very interesting conversations, kind of looked at just some of the ads that were going on, you know, just some of the artwork, everything that was happening. And this is all just inside V's apartment area, you know, and it's huge, everything that's going on. And the NPCs, which I'll get more in depth in a little bit, amazing. So I even picked up a side job from one of the NPCs. I think it was Wilson, I believe. It was like a gun mission, something like that. Excuse me. I pick up that mission from him, and I want to stay on the main thing. So I go, it's very similar to The Witcher. You can go on your options and change if you want to do a side mission, main quest, stuff like that. So I go back to the main quest that we're working on, and that was to meet with Jackie. So I go downstairs, and then again, the next wow moment, I go outside into Night City. We're in Watson. I go outside, and wow. And you see this in the demo, but to experience it real time and to just see the NPCs that are in this world, the dialogues that are going on, just them going about their lives. I'm telling you, the city just feels alive. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. When you see this, Jackie's sitting off to the side eating. I have a nice dialogue with him. And then this is where it opens up Dexter Deshawn, wants to meet with us. We talk about that. But first, we need to go get in my car and we need to go visit the Ripper Dock so we can upgrade our cyberware. And this is kind of, like they've said before, mandatory, because this is where you upgrade your hand grip and you upgrade your vision with some cyberware. So you go see Victor, your Ripper Dock. Now, this brings me to the point where I have a I didn't like this moment. The Quadra, the car that you're in, you've seen it in the trailers and everything. This is the car that we get into and I'm driving now. Doesn't handle very well. It's extremely sensitive and just simply wasn't fun. You know, talking with the dev, he made me aware that they are aware of this. They are talking about this internally to kind of tweak it somewhat and see how it plays. And this is the only car I got to use. One thing, and I'll just jump ahead really quick for this. My skill set wasn't high enough for me to hijack other cars yet. I love that. That is something that will definitely differentiate it from Grand Theft Auto, right? So love that that was in there. But going back to the main thing. So like I said, didn't like the driving. They are working on it. We'll see how that plays out. And I don't know if it's just the Quadra car because it is more like a sports car, you know, so it should be high powered. But, you know, you're in the city and you're crashing in the walls when you barely hit left. But we'll see. They still have plenty of time for that. But back on mission here. So we go see the Ripper Dock and this was just a fun interaction. So when we go see the Ripper Dock, there's a scene in the demo where you see Jackie and he is talking with another person as you're getting ready to go see Victor. And that person's Misty. She's kind of receptionist, I guess you may want to call her something like that. But Jackie's talking with Misty. And I always wondered watching that demo. I go, man, I really wish I could hear their entire conversation. Seems like he's flirting with her. Something's going on. So sure enough, I kind of hung around and listened to more of the conversation. Oh, yeah, 100%. They're definitely hooking up. That is absolute. There's more going on there with Jackie and Misty. So that was a nice little fun thing. So that happens. And then we go see Victor, the Ripper Doc. That pretty much plays out the same way it does in the demo. So after that, now I go meet Dexter Deshawn. And then this is where it starts to get cool with the dialogue options and who you pick for your origin. So gonna go meet Dexter Deshawn. We get in the car, just like in the demo. Starts out, he's hiring you for a mission. There's basically two missions he's hiring you for. There's the main mission, which is you getting this biochip tech. And yes, I'm doing air quotes, even though you can't see it. And because I'm pretty sure it's Johnny Silverhand. But he also has another mission he wants you to do first, which is to get this flathead, which the Maelstrom gang has, right? And he kind of goes, he gives you the shard. You kind of see the history with that yes, Royce is the leader now, but Brick was the former leader and he had been assassinated, maybe, maybe not, but now Royce is the new leader. Dexter Deshawn had made the deal with Brick, but now Royce has it. And, you know, Dexter Deshawn saying, I already paid for it, but he wants you to go get it, right? So that happens. Part of the dialogue choice is, as he's bringing this up, because I am a corpo, it comes up that, you know, that the Militech agents are also involved. And this is where Meredith Stout comes into play, which we also saw in the original demo. And you kind of get in a dialogue about that. I'm already aware of corporal lingo. So we have a kind of a dialogue about that. And he lets me know that's an optional thing. I could go deal with her. Potentially she might be able to help with me getting the flathead back from the Maelstrom gang. So that's optional. Or I could just straight up go to the Maelstrom gang and deal with it myself. So that happens. And then, like I said, the main mission is for me to go to Lizzie's bar and meet with Evelyn Parker. And then she's going to assist with me about the real mission of getting the biochip tech from Yorinobu Arasaki, which we'll get into in just a second. So do that, accept all that. I get out of the car with Dexter. Now I want to explore a little bit in Night City. So we're just kind of just on foot, walking around a little bit. And I come across a scenario where the NCPD, and Siri agrees, I'm going to turn that off, the NCPD is dealing with someone. There's like a taped off area. I think I got too close and all of a sudden they open fire on me and I died. It's like the first time I die in the game, right? So that happens. So I respawn, decide to explore a little bit more, and I walk into a random gun shop have a dialogue with the person in the gun shop. I think Jackie calls me at some point. I forget exactly why, but have a dialogue. There was actually an option. I could have done a mission through him, a side mission, but I purchase an SMG from the gun shop. I do that. I go get my car. Now I drive over to Lizzie's bar and I go meet with Evelyn Parker. There's some interesting dialogue that happens before I meet her as far as identifying her. Is the real Lizzie still alive? Stuff like that. So that happens. I go privately talk with Evelyn Parker. And then this is probably the coolest thing that came out of this demo that I had no clue about. And that's Brain Dance. And Brain Dance is, and I'm going to just read it the way it is. Brain Dance is the most popular form of entertainment in Night City, an advanced neural tech that allows for human memories and emotions to be recorded, edited, and played back using a headset. So this is very key because, yes, the Mox in Lizzie's bar use it for basically virtual sexual encounters, right? That's been its known purpose, but it also has a second purpose. And I'm introduced to basically the brain dance expert at Lizzie's bar, Judy Alvarez, and kind of a similar setup to the Ripper Doc, sitting in anything. She puts the headset on and I go through two tutorials or two scenarios with brain dance. And the first one is, and I'll get into what brain dance is in a second, but the first one is, there's a store is being robbed and the person robbing the store winds up getting shot. So it's basically used to decipher who shot the person because you're getting the brain dance from memories from a person, certain person's point of view, but you're able to go beyond that, rewind, go into like different modes. It becomes this big detective mode. So there's like a visual mode that you can go into. There's a thermal mode that you can go into. And then there's also an audio mode you can go into. So you can actually hear other sounds that weren't necessarily audible when you play it back in just real time. It's freaking fascinating. It's so cool. The best way I can explain brain dance is this. It is the love child of the Witcher senses from The Witcher 3, which was pretty generic. You press the button, everything turns red, and you just follow a path to get to the end, right? And also the Batman, I don't know the name, the Batman senses from Batman, the Arkham series, where you kind of go in this detective mode. But it's like that on steroids, and you get to look at it from different angles, different views. Like I said, there's the thermal view, the vision view, the audio view, and you can isolate on certain things. And depending on the person's memory you're going, depending on where they are, will allow you to interact and scan certain things and other things you can't until they're in. It's like this ultimate mini game and puzzle. And it's, I can definitely see this being used in the game and it's going to be some interesting and fun ways. So you get the initial tutorial version of it just so you can see how it works. Then you actually put it into practice because you're taking memories from Evelyn and you're using it and you're a new, nope, I never say his name right. Yorinobu's, penthouse, basically, like where he lives, because it's very clear those two have a relationship and wherever this biochip tech is inside that room. So you go through her memories and you have to break everything down and kind of decipher potentially where it is. It's a really cool mini game. We'll definitely be talking about a lot more of that in the future. So those were the two introductions to the brain dance. We do that. That's over. I then decide some more dialogue. I decide, all right, you know what? I'm going to call Meredith Stout. I'm going to call the Corporal Militech agent and agree to meet her. So just like the E3 demo, you call her, she curses you out, you agree to meet. I go to where she is for the meetup. Plays out very similar to the demo, except for this. I am Corpo. That is my background. So I know the lingo and everything. So she offers me the kind of the same choices as the demo. But when she offers me that chip, I know there's a virus on it and I call her out on it. And because I do, she acknowledges it, basically says, so what? Let's do another deal. I then counter with a deal I want to do. She doesn't like it. So I basically tell her to F off, deals off, and she leaves. So we don't agree to anything and she actually leaves. So now we're back to the point where I got to go meet Jackie at the Maelstrom's hideout and we got to go get this flathead. So we go do that. Go there to the Maelstrom gang hideout. Plays out kind of similar to the way that it did in the demo at first. And then I'll get to the second part of this and I'm going to pause here. When you first come through in the mines, and I didn't really talk about the hacking and the scanning. So with the cyberware, you can scan things and it's going to kind of show you its weaknesses, where it's from, things like that. If I had picked, I think the dev told me if I would have picked, now I'm forgetting. I think it was a street kid. If I would have picked a street kid, I could have deactivated the mines. And I could be saying that wrong, but definitely if I'd have picked one of my other origins, it would have given me an option to actually have a skill set to disable those mines when I first walked in. So again, this is where you're starting to see the variation, but we'll get into the perks and the skills in a second. So we go through the same scenario we did in the E3 2018 demo with the Maelstrom, but when Royce shows up, because I don't give him the chip, we get some different dialogue options. We still have that gun standoff. Oh, and before that, I know I'm talking a million miles a minute, but before that, when the gang member is asking Jackie to sit down and he refuses, if you ignore that and he has to keep being asked, something happens. The dev told me, and I made him sit down, so I didn't get to see it, but the dev told me there is an option there to where there is something that happens if he doesn't sit down. Maybe everything pops off right away. I don't know. But anyways, I get into this whole dialogue. Royce comes. We have the gun standoff with Royce. I wind up shooting Royce in the head right then and there and killing him. So what that does is it completely changes what happened from the demo, because now I have a gunfight in that room. I kill everyone. I take the flathead right then and there, and I leave through that same room. And there's some more NPCs along the way, but I leave through that same room where Royce would have gotten in the mech and you had to take him out. Said he's already dead. So that encounter never happens. There's never that mini boss encounter with Royce. So that completely changes. I also found out the dev told me that Brick, I guess, again, air quotes, allegedly is still alive and is in that building somewhere. So there's a scenario where you find Brick as well, the former leader. So again, you're already seeing the branching paths that are starting to happen here in the different scenarios. And maybe Brick winds up factoring in later because maybe he retakes leadership of the Maelstrom gang now since you took out Royce. I don't know, but we'll find out once we get the final game. So Meredith and Militech do show up as I'm leaving, and I have a whole dialogue with them. I think there was some trash talk for Dexter Deshawn, but I do remember when I talked to Dexter Deshawn, he had some comments about Meredith. He tells you to meet him at the afterlife, and you do that. That's when the E3 28 demo basically ends, right? But instead, now in my playtime, instead of me going to afterlife, I decide let's free roam Night City and let's just go check out some things in Night City. And the first thing I run into is I run into an NPC character that is just random in the world. And I want to make sure I get this name correct. And it's called the Cyber Psycho Hunt. And this is basically a roaming NPC that they have grudges against the Night City Police Department. And they're basically like terrorists killing police randomly in the world. So you can take them out. So I run into one of them. He has a sniper rifle. He kills a police officer out on the street. I take him out, and then he drops his sniper rifle, and it's a high powered sniper rifle that I now have from this character. I guess there's a bunch of them in the world. There's other like elite characters that roam the world that you can find. You see some of these things on the mini map, which, by the way, if you go into the mini map, they purposely disabled how far you can zoom out in the map. So I couldn't see everything of Night City. I can only see certain parts of it, but they definitely resolved overabundance of icons that are out on the map at any one time, which, by the way, I guess I'll jump into this now. The UI has been overhauled, along with that, the perk system that you originally saw in the first demo, that's been changed as well. It's a lot more refined. I love how it's just this spider web of options that you can upgrade, which, talking about the weapons, I mentioned the sniper rifle. So even with Maelstrom, when I took out some of those gang members, you know, you could loot their bodies. They would drop weapons, things like that. And the way that weapons work in there, obviously they upgrade as well. Like you can pick up higher level weapons and things like that. But you increase your skill because the more you use a weapon type, the more you kind of you level that up. Right. This brings me to another part of the game that at first I was not liking. I wasn't a fan of the gunplay. I didn't think it was that great. But, and maybe I just sucked and it was the cloud streaming, the input lag. I'm sure that had a part of it, but I wasn't having fun with it. And then, you know, the dev I was with, he pointed out to me, this is an RPG. This is not Call of Duty. This is not Destiny. This is an RPG. That is exactly what Cyberpunk is. It's not Grand Theft Auto. It is an RPG. And it being an RPG, you will get better at weapon play the further, the longer you continue to play. Cause like I said, you will upgrade. So as you continue to upgrade your weapon skill, you'll become more accurate. The weapons even have mods, there's crafting, things of that nature. So you have to think of it in an RPG way. You're not going to be just this kick-ass first-person shooter, guns blazing right out of the box. You have to get better at the skills that you decide you want to get better at, right? So that makes sense to me. We'll see how that plays out, obviously, when the final games come out. But that's another thing to just keep in the back of your head, the weapon play. I do feel like it could potentially use a tweak. Now, again, you know, you get your street cred as you're doing these side missions. That's another way to kind of upgrade some of the stuff you get. Like I said, as you're using the weapons, that upgrades. As you, quote unquote, level up, you're going to get skill points, and then you put that into your skill and your perks. And like I said, that whole UI, I love the way that it spiderwebs out now as you're building whatever hybrid class you're doing. You know, obviously, again, the main classes are techie, which I plan to be, by the way, the netrunner, which is the hacking. I'll talk about that in a second. And your solo build, which is going to be more your tank melee type build, right? So speaking of the Netrunner, speaking of hacking, love the mini hacking game that is in the game. It's at first I was like, wait, what the hell am I doing? But once it clicked on how you do the hacking game, very intuitive. There's basically, God, I'm going to screw this up. There's basically like shards or points that you have to acquire to do more higher level hacking. Please, anyone listen to this, correct me on this, because I'm doing this on the fly. But, you know, you can't just immediately hack everything that you want. You obviously have to invest in certain skills and attributes and perks to be able to become more advanced as a hacker. And again, Cyberpunk is a classless system. So however you want to play, that's what you invest, you know, your skill points into to get better at those skills. But the hacking that I did do in the game was pretty fun. I really liked it. Like I was able to distract some agents, and then you sneak behind them and stealth kill them. You know, you were able to jam their gun or make their grenade set off, things like that. So it was pretty cool. Some of the stuff you can do, you can hack cameras, obviously, and be able to scan and see things in areas that you're not in. So a lot of different things on the hacking side you can do as well. But back to my point. So free roaming Night City, I ran into a scenario where I saw a gang and police officers basically having a shootout, and I'm driving by looking like, what the hell is going on over here? And I'm laughing with the dev, and I go, you know what? Not my business. And I just kept going, right? But just cool that this is just randomly happening in the world, which I will bring back to again with the NPCs and just their dialogue options that they're having without you being involved at all, them going about their daily routines. It just gives the feel of a living, breathing world, which, by the way, Night City is effing huge. And I only got to see a fraction of it, but you can just tell the scope of this is huge. Like so many of the shots that you may have seen, you know, from the demo or in screenshots or things like that, I tried to relive all those scenarios and drive, like the car and that first trailer, where you can kind of see the cityscape in the daytime and V standing by the car. I did that. I tried to do everything that I possibly could. So like I said, once you go to the afterlife, that pretty much brings you into like a final scenario and the demo ends. I didn't want to do that. I had more time. They were very generous with me about the time playing. So I just free roamed around Night City, and I just watched things going on in the world, and I just soaked it all in. I tried to just look at buildings and envision, all right, I'm going to go in here when I get the game. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. The No-Tell Motel is in the game from the E3 2019 demo. All that's there. It's all there. And I mean, I'm just telling you, I was just absolutely blown away by what I got to see of this world. I mean, it will set the standard for open world games moving forward. Just the world itself. I mean, to be determined, the story, even though I think the story looks like it's going to be great, the way the gameplay and all this, but just as an actual living, breathing world in a video game, Night City is going to set the gold standard for that. I can tell that already just from what I got to see. So like I said, explored around a little bit, and then finally we're running out of time. So I went to the afterlife to meet with Dexter Deshawn. There were a few other Jackies there, had a conversation with him and a couple other NPC characters. Then we actually go meet with Dexter Deshawn and have a conversation where he lays out this mission that he wants you to go onto. It's highly detailed, everything that you have to do. But it also came up with Evelyn that I didn't bring this up before. Evelyn basically offered, let's cut out the middleman for this BioWare tech and let's just work together. In other words, let's cut out Dexter Dashaun. So right there was kind of your first, all right, you got to make a decision kind of thing, right? So I chose to stick with Dexter Dashaun and I informed him of that, of what she said. So how that plays out once you actually go through the rest of this mission, we'll see. So I accept the mission from him. Jackie and I then get in that cab that we see in the E3 2019 trailer, very similar to it. We had to change into like a Militech outfit as well doing that. And then that basically ends it because you're off to go get this biotech chip, which I'm convinced is Johnny Silverhand, but we'll see. And it cuts to that. It cuts to a sizzle reel. We get to see some other things that happen in other parts of Night City and in the world. There's a cool shot of Johnny Silverhand at the very end and then the Cyberpunk 2077 logo. And that's pretty much it. Like I said, this isn't going to be the deep dive, nerdy technical conversation. We can for sure get into that over the rest of the summer, because obviously just with the class system, the weapons, the perks, skill, all there's so much more to deep dive into on that. But this was just my raw, this is what I got to play, this is how I feel about the game discussion that I wanted to have to just basically kick this off. This will be out as soon as the embargo is up so that, you know, people can watch this or listen to it. And then we'll go from there. I plan on doing like live stream Q&A about everything I saw. Obviously, Night City Wire is going to happen. We're going to get more information about the game from the devs. But this is just how I feel from my initial hands on. Trust me, if they'd have said I could have played this all day, I would have played it all day. There was no reason for me to not want to play this game. I was absolutely in love with what I had to play. And yes, take this with a grain of salt, because I am obviously very invested into the cyberpunk world in this game, because I just love what CD Projekt Red has done here. And I think it shows. Game's not perfect. Game has bugs. They definitely have some bugs to squash as we move forward to November, which clearly is why it got delayed until November. But for what this game is, for what the pedigree of that studio is, I expect it to be phenomenal. If you were excited about Cyberpunk before, stay excited. There's no reason for that to go away. Again, I outlined, I wasn't that happy with the weapons. I wasn't that happy with the driving, but these are things that can be tweaked and fixed. So we'll see in the future about that. But as I wrap this up, I know I talked a million miles a minute. I mean, my brain the entire time I was playing was going 1,000 different directions because there was just so many different things I wanted to explore and do, like literally all at once. And like I said, I only approached this from one scenario as a corpo. I made certain decisions that, hey, I may not make on a different playthrough. I mean, like I said, there was the Ciri Witcher Easter egg that was in the game as well. I'll let people find that on their own. I mean, there's going to be so many different things in there. And shout out to the art team in here and the level design team as well. Just the intricate detail of the world, and just it feels lived in. It does not feel sterile. It feels like a city that has been around for a long time, you know, that these are citizens that have been here for a long time, you know. And like I said, it just feels alive. And it's like I told the dev when I wrapped up playing, the best compliment I can give this game is I didn't have to do a mission. I would have been more than happy walking around the city for 4 hours, because that's just how phenomenal it was. So shout out to CD Projekt Red. And I just, as I wrap this up, like I said, this is just my initial impressions, hands-on impressions of Cyberpunk 2077. I want to give a special shout to Danny Pena, Peter Toledo, because this does not happen without them. CD Projekt Red does not have enough faith in me to let me be one of the few people in the world to play this game early if it was not for Danny Pena taking that video and getting my reaction, and then it obviously just went viral. If it was not for Danny Pena and Peter, you know, I would not have had the opportunity necessarily to get to know some of these developers that are making this game. You know, like I said, the conversations we've had in person about the game, the conversations online, the Twitter jokes, everything. You know, I truly owe this to my brothers, Danny and Pete, and I love them to death. And to CD Projekt Red, like I already mentioned, thank you. Thank all of you. If you're listening or watching this, thank you for this opportunity. I may not necessarily deserved it, but I'm trying to make the most of it and just speak my raw, open, honest opinion about the game that you are making. I think it's phenomenal. I think people listening or watching to this, you can judge for yourself. But I am just as excited now that I got to play it as I was 2 years ago walking out of that demo. And that's just a credit to the studio and the team that is making this game. It's just wow. And I played it streaming off the cloud. I've seen the B-roll footage, which I'll probably have playing on the video, just the raw high detail footage. Man, this thing on PC is just going to be just drop dead gorgeous. I cannot wait to get my hands on it in November and just go to Night City. I mean, I'll wrap this up by saying this. I have been to Night City. I have played Cyberpunk 2077, and these are my impressions. I hope you enjoy them. Please leave me your feedback. Let me know what you think about this. I definitely plan to have more in-depth conversations about specific aspects of this game, but these are just my raw. This is it. Got a couple notes in front of me, but otherwise this is just my memory of what I played. And again, thank you to everyone over at CD Projekt Red that made this happen. Thank you to the developer that stayed with me for over 4 hours and through some technical aspects so that I could play this game. I know it was super late in the night for you over there in Poland by the time we ended. And I hope you got some rest. And if you hear this, thank you so much. It was an absolute honor to have you as my co-pilot. But this is Paris, and this has been my hands-on impressions of Cyberpunk 2077. I've been to Night City, and I can't wait to go back again.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio. Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.